Hello, hello. Welcome to the I Beg to Differ podcast, or welcome back if you've been here before. Before I get started, if you haven't listened to the previous episode, then my encouragement is do that, because in that episode, I talk about my future podcasting intentions, because the I Beg to Differ show is going to close its doors very soon, within the next week or so, permanently close its doors. At least that's my current perception. In favor of some new doors opening with the honestmind.com, the Honest Mind podcast. So give the previous episode a listen. It will let you know a little bit more about my intentions and why I've called it the Honest Mind and so on and so forth. So in terms of this episode, what I wanted to do was address a question that I was asked a couple of weeks ago by a friend, and it's something that I observe is very common in terms of what's going on for a whole raft of people around the globe. And it relates to the challenges that, it relates to anxiety, if you like, or concern about time and not being at a certain place financially, if you like, by a certain time frame. So it's about using our imagination in a way that isn't supporting us to get what we really want. So I wanted to dive into exploring, you know, what you do about that, because it's a pandemic in itself. People worrying about the future and not being able to be financially secure, financially free by the time they're 50 or 55 or whatever age it is. And on some level, that anxiety is disturbing their lives. And given that we're here for a relatively short space of time, life goes by pretty quickly in terms of our human incarnation anyway, it's kind of important that we optimize our day-to-day experience by feeling as good as we can. So today's episode is about, well, what do we do about that gnawing underlying anxiety, which on some days might be a 1 out of 10 and on other days might be closer to a 7 or 8. So I'm just going to see if I can talk to that. Again, as ever, no script, no pre-rehearsal, just me opening my mouth and letting whatever comes to mind fall out. So let's just start with this whole notion of time. And let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced the future? And have you ever experienced the past? Experienced being the key word. And the answer is no, you haven't. You've never experienced the future and you've never experienced the past. In terms of your, well, full stop, can you go to the future physically? Can you go to the future in the past? And the answer to those questions is no as well. You can't go to the future physically. You can't go to the past physically. So you've neither experienced or physically visited the future or the past. You've only ever experienced now. You've only ever been in now. Your entire life has been made up of an endless stream of now. And even if you had a time machine and you were able to physically go forward in time or backwards in time, when you got to whatever date you were aiming at, when you got there, you'd still be there now. Your entire life is now. It's all we've got. It's all we ever have had. It's all we ever will have, if you want to look at it that way. Now is all we've got. Now is all there is. Time is a construct of the mind. It's not a thing. We use it, our human, rational, linear mind, we use time to help us categorize events, but time is an illusion of the ego or the ego effect. So anxiety, let's talk about anxiety now, or suffering. And I'd like you to consider where all suffering resides. And really it resides by perceiving that there's a future or a past. We fast forward in our mind into the future, and in this case, you know, we go 4 or 5 years ahead and we think, well, what if by the age of 55 I'm not in this financially secure position that I need to be? What if I'm not able to help my children out in the way that I would love to help them out? And when we fast forward in our mind to the future, which doesn't exist, or at least if it does, you can't prove it to me. That, and I'm not dismissing that there isn't a very strong perception that we've experienced, that we've, you know, lived a past and that there is a future. That's definitely a perception, but it's a perception of the mind. It's not actually the truth. But if we go to that future date and we say, well, what happens if I've not achieved this goal by X date? Now, then the anxiety is being created by our imagination going out into the future and then bringing that into our now moment. And it's just not helpful. So worry, doubt, anxiety are typically where we're traveling in our mind to the future and anticipating a scenario that we don't want to experience. And guilt, shame, regret are occurring for us emotionally when we take our mind to the past and bring that into the now. So all suffering exists in our mind because there is nowhere else for it to exist. There is no future, there is no past. And when we anchor into the now moment, the moment that is our life, the never-ending stream of now, when we anchor into that and we stay present and we can breathe and we can anchor, we can ground ourselves into this present moment, what we find is that anxiety and fear dissipates and disappears. And particularly so if we allow what we're feeling just to be with us. You know, we're so used to suppressing anxiety, suppressing our conditioning rising to the surface, suppressing it through activity, throwing ourselves into relentless activity in an effort to suppress the anxiety in a belief that by taking massive action, we're going to move ourselves to avoiding some future scenario that we're worried about. Whereas the only place we can really create from is now. It's all we've ever got. And because everything is energy, and we're going to dive into that in the Honest Mind podcast, because everything is energy. And energy invariably, what's the easiest way to express this? Returns to the state of its origination, the source of its origination. It's a bit misguided that, but the best thing we can do to support ourselves to get the results that we really want, which we can only create now, the best thing we can do to support ourselves is to anchor into the state of the energy of already having what it is we want. So if we want to be in a certain position by the age of 55, 5 years hence, 5 years that isn't really 5 years, but what we will perceive to be 5 years from now, on a chronological linear, from a chronological linear standpoint, the best thing we can do to support ourselves to realize that aspiration is to sit now and feel into how it feels to already have that, to feel the relief, to feel the gratitude, to feel the peace and the stillness of this now moment, this ever-present nowness, and of the realization of already having what we want. And from there, we can take action. From there, we'll be moved in consciousness to play our part to bring about the realization of what we've used our imagination in the way that our imagination is designed to be used to live in the end of having what it is we want before it showed up in our physical experience. Whereas activity born out of anxiety about it not yet happening typically leads to just more activity that creates more anxiety. It creates more of the same. People's loops of sameness in their life, and this was the story of my life for so long. I was getting up every morning working really hard to try and create a different outcome, but my activity was born out of fear that if I don't get up really early and work really hard, then I'm not going to be in a certain place by a certain time in my life. And I was actually ruining my life as a function of that, because my life is only ever constructed of now. It's all we've ever got. And it's so precious. And we can twist ourselves out of shape by regret, guilt, worry, doubt, shame, anxiety, all of that stuff, all as a function of visiting a place in our mind that doesn't even exist. And here's the other thing, and I'll wrap this up, and I hope it's helpful by way of a perspective. I'll wrap this up and I'll summarize at the end, but I've forgotten completely what I was going to say. But yeah, so let me summarize, and then whatever it was I was going to say, I might say at the end if I remember, and if I don't, then then I don't. It's always okay now. And this is maybe what I was going to say. It's always okay now. Because the funny thing about fear and anxiety is that we might worry and be fearful about a future outcome. And if we end up experiencing that outcome, like living that outcome, then in that very moment, in that now moment when we're in the thick of it, dealing with it, it's okay. Because we're dealing with it. There is actually no fear in that moment. You know, whatever it is, maybe we're going on a journey and we fear that we might miss our train. And we're rushing to the train station or to the airport, fearing that we might be late for our flight. And we're full of this anxiety as we're traveling in the car or on the bus or wherever we've got this anxiety going on that we're going to miss the train, going to miss the plane, etc., etc. We get to the airport. Sorry, you've missed your flight. Like, then we're just dealing with having missed the flight. We might be pissed off. We might have some regret that we didn't leave the house a bit earlier. But again, we're throwing ourselves into the past and giving ourselves a hard time that doesn't change the circumstance. The circumstance is the circumstance. What matters most is how we respond to the circumstance, because it's our response that plays out in our future. It's our state of being that's going to determine the outcome that we then experience in consciousness. But the thing I'm trying to say is that when the event arises, if the event arises, it's okay in that moment. We might not want it, we might not aspire for it, we might have some fear around it, but if it transpires in our experience, it'll be okay. Everything's always working out perfectly in our favor. It's an opportunity for us to learn how powerful we are. It's an opportunity for us to learn about imagination, about how it really works and how we can use our imagination to get exactly what it is we want in our life without any limits. The only limit is us. The only limits are the obstacles we place in our mind, in our finite mind. So I hope that's helpful. I want to stick to my sub 15 minute rule. Breathe, stay in the now, and stay anchored in the feeling of the knowledge that you cannot have a desire for anything without your ability to realize it. And if you stay true to your desire rather than denying it with your worry, doubt, fear, and anxiety, or moderating it, if you stay true to that in consciousness, and live in the end of that as your state of being, human being, not human doing. Being first, doing and having second and third. So focus on your state of being, and you can access that now. Just breathe, center in the now. It's okay now. imagine, use your imagination, train your mind to imagine the future scenario that you want rather than the future scenario that you're fearful of. I hope that's helpful. And I'll record a final episode. I've gone over my 15 minutes now. I've got to record a final episode of the I Beg to Differ show in the course of the next few days, just to be clear on where you can find the new podcast, The Honest Mind. Well, it will be at thehonestmind.com, and then it'll be distributed elsewhere. But as I say, tech and all that jazz is not my thing. Hope that's been helpful. Speak soon. Bye. Some technical stuff being pulled together. But that's it, yeah. See you on the next show.